Welcome to the Floor Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 7th of January. Gosh, we've only had 4 trading days, but it already feels like a long year, doesn't it? Here in 2016. Well, let's have a bit of a run through these stock markets then, and you pretty well know what to expect. It's all been red. It's really been a bloodbath over the last 4 days. We could say China probably has created the most anxiety, and with its various intervention programs and circuit breakers that were too narrow and so on. And then we also have that continued decline in crude oil. And the point I've been making was that we really did need to see those commodities, that CCI index, certainly the crude oil prices, start to move higher to help restore confidence. Now, having a look here just today, all these markets are weak. Japan is suffering from what has been a sharp rally in the Japanese yen against the U.S. dollar. So it was Nikkei down another 2 1/3 points here today. China also hit very hard. I think the market was closed within half an hour because of the what I described as a narrow circuit breakers, but that still put the Shanghai Composite Index down just over 7%. And, well, South Korea, what a star performance, not much over 1% decline. Australia down 2.2%. India down 2.2%. That's pretty much the way it was through most. Well, Malaysia. Malaysia's closed. That's why it did so well. Thailand down 2.79%, and that's really the way so many markets moved in here today. Germany down 2.3%, and the UK down nearly 2%. The Dow very weak, 2.32%. S&P down slightly further. Brings the S&P down to 1943, and the NASDAQ Composite Index down over 3%. So it's been a rout here overall, a panicky rout. Now, if you look at the charts, needless to say, you see a whole lot of downtrends. And we've been getting warning signals, really, for several months here. We had that big shakeout last August, then there was quite a panicky move down to those August lows, and then stock markets recovered quite steadily. But they've really just, for the most part, extended those developing top formations that we've seen. For those who have attended Owen's the chart seminar, that's a type 2. Most of the characteristics are type 2 tops with right-hand extension. That is a very, very sharp initial downward move off the highs. Then a significant rally and sideways ranging, such as we saw during November and December of this year. Okay, now, how serious is it? That's the key question, and of course, the hardest one to engage overall. But to try to put things into perspective, I would say that markets we all know that markets are much more volatile than changes in the overall fundamental outlooks. The fundamental outlook, so far as we can tell, based on most data, though, is deteriorating. in here, and people are lowering their GDP growth estimates now for Wall Street, which was previously looking fairly reasonable in terms of its recovery prospects. More on that in a moment, but the dollar index or the U.S. dollar strength is going to be a key factor in that, but I say more on that in a moment. Now, so you look through an extensive library of charts, which you have, and you'll see loads and loads of downtrends, lower highs and lower lows, lots of big ranging overhanging top formations, and you see a bit of free fall. So as I described, the last 4 days. Now, put that all together, and we can say the technical evidence is certainly bearish, but we are now at another short-term oversold condition, and we have some free-fall panicky conditions in here. Now, panic on the downside is usually an encouraging sign, because it tells you that really you're getting indiscriminate selling overall, and that markets will then rebound. But will they rebound for, you know, a few days, or will it be a much stronger rebound? Well, I'll put it this way: it's for the upsides for the bulls to prove, and I think some of these key worries, I'll just repeat those two. China, while the China situation still seems to be getting worse, then that's going to weigh on the markets, and we need to have some sort of evidence of a little bit of stability coming back into that market. That would certainly help. But one that I've also mentioned so many times is that with this weakness of the commodity indices, which is very severe and causing a lot of hardship, the benefits are, there are clearly longer-term benefits from low energy prices. We all know that. But at the moment, it is creating havoc here, and it is so unbalancing the global economy that, well, for instance, all of these metal producers and producing countries and oil-producing countries, they can't buy anything from the richer West or other developing nations. So that lowers global GDP growth. And I think that when you get a panicky environment like this, you know that you're not all that far from away from a low, but we don't see any sign yet of the demand coming back in. What we need to see is we see the preconditions to demand coming back in, but we need to see some sharp upward dynamics on the charts. Hopefully we'll get a little of that tomorrow, although I would not benefit from it. But I think that this rate of decline is obviously unsustainable beyond more than the quite short term. So, well, we promised you a volatile market environment, although I don't think anyone much really anticipated I certainly didn't anticipate quite how volatile that would actually be. What else happened in here? Well, those bondholders are going to feel very comfortable, and they may feel like geniuses as well. The U.S. 10-year, 2.14%. However, if you look at the yield chart, it does have three higher reaction lows since February 2015, but with stock markets in free fall, we're not going to get yields pushing up, and it'll be. But overall, I suspect that this is a type 3 base formation development that we're seeing. in these government bond markets. And type threes can take a long time, as you well know. Now, it's very interesting development here today. The dollar index today is down quite sharply. It's down almost a full point. Well, I don't want to exaggerate. 0.930 of a point, but it's brought down to 98.25. So, as I say, a significant decline in here today, which is certainly welcome, although maybe people have been distracted by too many other things. But to me, this just has got to be intervention on the part of by the U.S. Treasury on behalf of the Fed here, because the last thing, as I've said in almost every broadcast that I've made for months, the last thing the world needs in terms of growth prospects is that dollar index to go spiraling higher here, as it too easily could. And so I think they're intervening to try to keep it down. And obviously the risk there, and mentioned for new subscribers or anyone who hasn't heard this before, is that the earnings, the consolidated earnings of those big U.S. multinational companies would be in U.S. dollars, and so they'd be losing out a lot on the strength of the dollar currency. And also, there are countries that have borrowed dollars when it was cheaper, and largely because it was a highly liquid market and had been in a long bull market, in a long bear market, but now it's in a bull market here, but still below that 100 level, fortunately, no doubt with the help of intervention, and which will always be done surreptitiously. They're certainly not going to announce that they're selling the dollar, if I'm right in what I'm saying. Okay, what else happened here today with that somewhat weaker dollar? Well, it didn't help palladium. We had a lot of indiscriminate selling. And that's been the case for the last 4 days for sure. Palladium down over $10 to $4.94 and change. The only two precious metals here that really performed were silver and gold. Silver is up 33 cents as I speak at $14.31. And the gold market is up $15 at $1,108 and change. Platinum up a little bit, $3.30 to $8.78. But gold and silver like market jitters, and they take on more of a currency, hard money role or reputation in this type of environment. And other commodities, industrial metals hit really hard in here today. And for instance, high grade copper, currently after hours at 202 cents. And it was below, had a low in here today of 199 cents. I think it's been years since we last saw high-grade copper below $2. And all the other industrial metals were lower as well. Soft commodities, well, quite a few of them lower today. You won't be surprised to hear overall, due to that indiscriminate selling and loss, but certainly not least. Crude oil, the WTI, is at 33.26 as I speak, and it has been as low today as 32.10. And the Brent is at 33.82, and that's down 41 cents. And the low on the day was sharply lower. The low was 32 16. Markets dominated by short positions here overall. This is one heck of a decline overall. These price levels are unsustainable for certainly for oil and also for these industrial metals. But we still, we have yet to see the big drop in production overall, not least with oil. That's going to come at some stage, but at this stage, I'm not holding my breath. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. Don't be surprised if we get a bit of a technical rally tomorrow.